A three-person crew of ADF and G technicians will alternate 8-hour counting shifts throughout this year's salmon run. The techs take a 4-minute skiff ride from the camp on Aleknikik Lake to the 2 aluminum counting towers on the banks of the Wood River. There they climb the tower and tally the fish that swim by with a clicker. ADF and G Tech 2 Alex Piero took the first watch.
Yep, there you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You see him? Just went right up that way, kind of cut out a little deeper. First fish of the season.
The counts are for 10-minute intervals, which are multiplied by 6 to approximate the amount of fish that swam up the river that hour. Techs skiff back and forth across the river to each tower to maintain 1 count per hour on each side of the river. This is Piero's second year on the job. He says techs develop a real skill for observing fish as the season goes on.
It gets pretty busy, sort of later in the season. And when it gets real heavy, you're actually clicking like every 5 fish, you know, you're doing like a 5 count. But by that time, like, you've kind of trained your eyes well enough to know, you know, you could tell how many fish are in a group and you could see kind of the patterns they swim in a lot better.
He also says it's fairly easy to distinguish species as the fish swim by.
We'll count reds, the majority are reds, and we'll count canes, we'll count chums. Didn't get many pinks last year, but we'll see about this year. But it's generally pretty easy.
The Wood River Tower is one of 9 counting sites in Bristol Bay, funded by contributions from the state and various industry entities. The physical live count method was developed by the University of Washington's Fisheries Research Institute in 1956. Out of its total run forecasted of 5.5 million fish, 700,000 to 1.8 million are expected to make it past the nets and swim past the Wood River Towers. Most of them will do so in the next 4 weeks. In Dillingham, I'm Nick Schellino.